Q&A with Sarah Tuberty on travel, access, and visibility. Question. In your view, which destinations combine comfort, adventure, and accessibility? Her response. Italy remains one of the most meaningful places I've lived and traveled. I spent a year there as a high school exchange student, and what stood out was how often people related to me as a person first, rather than focusing on my limb difference. That cultural response made daily life and exploration feel easier. Philadelphia also stands out for me, particularly through its arts community. I co-created an accessible performance there as part of the Fringe Arts Festival, and the city demonstrated how cultural spaces can prioritize inclusion through thoughtful design and flexibility. Question. What's your advice for travelers with disabilities planning their first trip? Response. I usually suggest starting with shorter trips rather than long, complex itineraries. Cities that are compact, walkable and well-organized can feel less overwhelming. Fewer flight connections and predictable routines make a big difference. Building confidence often comes from choosing places where you can move at your own pace and adapt as needed. Question. Have any destinations surprised you by how inclusive they felt? Response. Italy surprised me in that way. Even when physical accessibility wasn't perfect, social inclusion was strong. People were more curious about where I was from than about my body. That shift reduced a lot of the emotional work that can come with being visibly disabled in public spaces. Question. What makes an airline or airport feel truly accessible to you? Response. What stands out to me are behaviors. Crew members who ask before assisting, flexible boarding procedures and staff who understand that disability isn't limited to mobility devices make a real difference. Respecting autonomy is often more impactful than rigid protocols. Question. What are a few packing tips you think every traveler with a disability should know? Sarah Tuberty's. Four-wheel suitcases reduce strain and make airports easier to navigate. I like backpacks that slide over a suitcase handle so my hands stay free. Solid toiletries are simpler to manage than liquids. I also try to pack lighter and choose itineraries with fewer connections to reduce fatigue. Question. If someone wanted to plan an empowering trip that celebrates body diversity and self-acceptance, what kind of experience would you suggest? Sarah Tuberty's. Experiences rooted in creativity and culture tend to be more flexible. Inclusive arts spaces, festivals, or performances often allow people to move, rest or participate in ways that feel natural. Environments that don't demand bodies conform to a single standard can be incredibly freeing. Question. Do you have a favorite travel destination? Response. Italy. It shaped how I see myself in the world. Being there changed how I understood belonging and reinforced that culture can play a powerful role in how disability is experienced.